Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
The cost of daycare in Utah is rising faster than inflation.
But KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera says those new numbers don't tell the whole story.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics says year over year, the state's daycare cost is up 4.4%, with the nation's inflation rate sitting at 3.48. But the reality is, childcare providers face the same problems many educators do. Lower wages slowly trying to catch up. The data also says childcare workers' average salary is $33,000 a year.
There continues to be this lack of kind of knowledge and understanding regarding the benefits of early childcare education.
That was Sarah Robotham, a childcare center director, who said, like many she works with, the passion for childhood development outweighs the industry's progress when it comes to compensation. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. U.S. senators could be sworn in today as jurors in the impeachment trial against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. But ABC News political correspondent Rachel Bade says don't expect any sort of trial to last very long.
The question is, does it last for a few hours or is it just a few minutes? Do they vote to dismiss this right away after they're sort of sworn in and begin the trial? Or do they allow a few opening arguments and then move to dismiss it after that?
Mayorkas is the first cabinet secretary to be impeached in nearly 150 years.
Utah senators are coming closer together on their stances about the potential impeachment of Secretary Mayorkas. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live with that story. Peter?
Amanda, Senator Mike Lee is trying to push back new nominations of administration officials until Secretary Mayorkas gets an impeachment trial.
Senate Democrats want to avoid even examining the evidence presented against Mayorkas. We should not be going about business as usual.
Senator Mitt Romney had a different tune a couple of weeks ago when he told CNN reporter Manu Raju that he thinks, quote, Mayorkas is the wrong target and that the deserving person is President Biden. But he has since migrated closer to hearing out an impeachment trial. Yesterday, Senator Romney reportedly told Politico he would like there to be some discussion and that he's against tabling the impeachment. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
A lot of money is rolling in for Utah Senate candidates vying for a seat currently held by Mitt Romney. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson begins our team coverage.
In this highly competitive race, filings from the Federal Election Commission indicate big bucks are going out, but even more is rolling in.
What's very clear is we're seeing some big money come in. Brad Wilson has $4.8 million in his account. Jason Walton, $2.8 million. John Curtis, $2.8. Brent Hatch at $1.2 million.
Jason Perry, director of the University of Utah's Hinckley Institute of Politics, says getting your name out there is everything for these Senate candidates. A few have even loaned their campaigns money, like in the case of Brad Wilson, who loaned $2.8 million. Perry says these numbers are higher than we've seen in normal election years, especially even before the state party conventions, which happen on April 27th. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
Utah's open Senate seat is also bringing in a lot of out-of-state money and attack ads. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit continues our team coverage. Michael?
Amanda, this involves Representative John Curtis and Riverton's Mayor Trent Staggs, both of whom are running for the Republican primary. Now, a D.C.-based super PAC called the Hometown Freedom Action Network has been pushing those attack ads against both candidates, cashing in more than $20,000 of ad money to do so, according to the Deseret News. To give you two examples, the PAC is accusing Staggs of being woke for implementing anti-bias police training in the wake of George Floyd's death, and then they went after Curtis for a 2016 quote saying he wouldn't vote for Trump during that election year. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
A man extradited from Scotland for sexual assault charges in Utah is getting four more weeks to find an attorney. Nicholas Rossi's original attorney chose not to show up to court, claiming that Rossi never paid him. He was given an extra month to find an attorney in March as well, despite objections from the prosecution.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, if you're on I-15, traffic is moving just fine in both directions. A crash cleanup continues over on 215's West Belt near 700 North. But for those of you traveling through the area, you'll be able to move by without any extra travel time. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Provo police officers are trying to track down the driver of a car that was caught on video flying through the air before hitting two other cars. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with the details. This video, Adam, pretty spectacular.
Yeah, Tim, I can only describe this as absolutely crazy. It happened just over a week ago near 130 East and 500 North in Provo. Now, the surveillance video was sent to us from a nearby dental business, and you can see a white car come into a parking lot where you hear it go airborne on its front end. It then spins around in the air before landing on two parked cars. Provo police say they initially tried to pull that car over before this happened, but it took off. They believe Armani Alvarado was behind the wheel and that her passenger is also wanted by the U.S. Marshal's Office. If you have any information, Provo police are just asking that you give them a call. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A homeowner in Saratoga Springs is trying to figure out why a burglar spent half an hour trying to break into his home, and it was all caught on surveillance video. KSL TV's Andrew Adams has more.
The discovery came the next day here when the homeowner went back to review his security cameras over a noise he thought he heard in the middle of the night. Jake Loser says he couldn't believe what he watched. Multiple security cameras captured the stranger's visit, which was anything but quick.
The video showed the suspect trying multiple times to get into windows and then into an RV. Police say the suspect did later break into a car in the neighborhood.
Listen to this. Researchers are looking at what they call accelerated aging and how it impacts cancer rates.
Accelerated aging is when a person's body shows signs of being older than it is.
There are multiple ways to estimate a person's biological age. These are called epigenetic clocks or biological aging clocks. There is currently no consensus in the literature as to which biological aging clock is better.
Dr. Sheetal Hardikar is a cancer researcher with the Huntsman Cancer Institute. While she thinks the idea of accelerated aging leading to early onset cancer makes sense, she says the abstract presented at the annual meeting needs to be studied on a broader scale and needs to be looked at by additional researchers. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.